Okay, so I'm still taking debate on the amendment. Please speak to Benito's amendment.
Madam Chair?
We need to call for a vote.
We need to extend time or vote.
Extend by 5 minutes, Dwayne.
May I answer to what you said,
no.
Madam Chair? And what Director Davis said. Some clarification on that?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Time's up.
In KPFT, you are not the... Madam Chair, were you the one taking care on items, right? Okay. In KPFT, what we normally do, we have two meetings the same day. We have first, obviously, we go to the regular meeting and we elect officers, and then we adjourn to delegate assembly where we select the directors. That is the normal way that we do it in our LSE. But what I understand, I don't know. I don't think that is any problem because if I lost a whole
thank you very much,
two different things.
Okay, so basically...
William seconds the extension request.
I think we had several points of order during this item. We have an extension for 5 minutes. Any objection?
Yes.
Okay, I go to the vote on the extension for 5 minutes.
Grace, you're in?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Gary Boast?
Abstain.
Can't hear you, Gary. Oh, Gary abstains. Adriana Casanave?
Huh.
Adriana
point,
passes.
Point of information. Nancy, I don't know what we're voting on. The whole thing or just this one section of it?
This item, 5B.
All of 9?
No, item 5B, which used to be 9A.
Okay.
Okay, so just this one motion. All right. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
The substitute and Alex motion. That's Adriana, did you want to vote? Can't hear you, and there's a lot of background noise.
Could you please mute your phone if you're not... If you're not speaking,
Robin Collier.
You mute your phone.
I'll pass.
Okay, Robin passes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
I pass. I have a point of confusion, and I don't know if I'm allowed to ask a question, so let me pass for now.
We're voting on extension, 5 minute extension of this item.
I understand, but does the 5 minute extension, would that eliminate the vote if we don't have an extension?
No.
So we would still be able to vote?
Yes.
Then I'll say no.
Okay, Catherine votes no on the extension. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Pass. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
If this means we get to vote on both the substitute or the amendment and the main motion, I vote no.
Just we're just voting on an extension.
I know, but do we get the...
Carol, it doesn't mean... It just means we're voting on the extension.
I know that. No.
Okay. Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan. Oh, Adriana passed.
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Robin Collier?
I'll vote no now.
Okay, Robin votes no. Didn't hear Joseph Davis. Ken Laufer?
I vote no.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon? Didn't hear you. Somebody still has background noise. You're hitting something, it sounds like. Okay, I didn't hear Tony. Let me count. Five yes. Eleven no. Two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
So it'd be three abstentions. So it fails.
Okay. So we're not expending time on this item, and
William has to be recognized.
1 second, I actually would like to make an amendment on Alex's motion. If people would reconsider extending time, if that's allowable, Mr. Tatum.
No.
Boy, your voice has changed, Mr. Tatum.
No, I'm still here.
Thank you.
There is another motion that could be used. You could postpone. No, okay. Nope, I don't think you can do that motion again.
Point of information, this is Catherine.
We're going to go to a vote then on Benito's amendment.
Request for information.
I ask to be recognized as William.
William, what's your request for information?
I move the orders of the day.
And request for information, Madam Chair.
So we are, what's your request for information, Benito?
Do I not get
to... Where we're supposed to be on the agenda, William. What's your request for information, Benito?
Yeah, I just was trying to get motivated a second time before we vote.
Nope, we're going to vote. We did not win the vote to extend time.
Right, but I don't think that applies to someone loses their right to motivate.
No, it does. We can only go to a vote now.
God,
okay, Grace Aaron.
This is William. What did you say about the orders of the day, Nancy?
We are at the point in the agenda where we're supposed to be. We are out of time for item 5B, and so we're going to a vote on it right now. It's on the floor.
Orders of the day are to go to executive session right after these votes.
I vote no on Benito's amendment.
Okay, Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander?
Were we not in the middle of a...
Gary Bost?
Stop speaking out of order. We're in the middle of a vote.
Gary Bost?
I thought we were in the middle of a
vote. I'm going to vote. I can't make my vote. No.
Voting on your amendment.
Okay, Gary votes no. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Mistake.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Okay, Ken votes no. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. I didn't hear from Jonathan or Adriana or Joseph or, let's see, or Tony. Any of you here want to vote?
Adriana.
Okay, let me count. Oh, Adriana abstains. Thank you. Okay, we have two yes. Thirteen no. And three abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Be four abstentions. Okay. So the substitute fails, or amendment fails.
So would you announce the vote again?
Two yes, 13 no, four abstentions.
Okay, so the substitute motion, the amendment fails. Now we'll go to a vote on Alex's motion.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Pass. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Somebody's not on the call. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No. Oh, sorry, yes, yes, oh. Yes, sorry, yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. No. No. No.
Okay. Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah?
No. I mean, yes. No. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Let me think. Yes.
Okay. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. I didn't hear from Jonathan or Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Asked. Okay, Gary votes yes. Adriana?
No.
Your voice is very faint. Was that a no?
Yes, that is a no.
Okay, Adriana votes no. I didn't hear from Joseph or Tony.
Madam Chair, I request to change my vote to abstain. This is Dwayne.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Dwayne Lark changes to abstain.
To abstain.
Okay, abstain for Dwayne Lark. Thirteen yes.
I hear copycat.
Three no. And two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, we three abstentions. 13 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, Alex's motion passes. Okay, now we're running behind.
Orders of the day were called.
Motion to extend time, Mansoor. Motion to extend time.
Madam Chair.
15 minutes, please.
Madam Chair, can you ask
William called orders of the day earlier.
The orders of the day are now, we go to 5C, which used to be 9C.
Executive session, 11:30, time certain.
Executive session at 11:30 was not time certain. So we are still moving through the agenda.
Hey, no later.
We are now on item 5.
Does it say no later than 11:30?
That does not say time certain.
Madam Chair.
Does it say no later than?
Order. Stop. You don't have the floor. We're going to item 5.
There was a motion to extend time.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, but we only had a motion to extend the item 5B before. Now we have 10 minutes for item 5.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What's your point of order, Madam Cottonade?
My point of order, Madam Chair, is that we approve an agenda that said go to executive session no later that 11:30, no later that 11:30. That is the agenda that we approved. But I have the second point of order is that Mansoor yelled his station without being recognized. Please, can you ask the parliamentarian to know that he wasn't recognized when he made the motion to extend time?
I did not recognize him.
Bill for the staff.
We need the parliamentarian to rule on no later then.
Catherine,
Dwayne
to the
staff. And Catherine,
everybody is taking up time. We've got 22 people on this call, or 21, whatever. Every time somebody makes a response to a point of order and it makes a personal point of privilege to another person's point of personal privilege, takes up time. So just try to not have something to say.
Bill Crozier, may
William request to be recognized.
So Mr. Tatum, would you please rule on this item 10? It says no later than 11:30. Is that the same as time certain?
No later, Madam Chair.
You do not have the floor.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a statement.
Please mute yourself, Adriana.
You know, people talk without being recognized all the time. And if you do not recognize them, then it's very clear to me and others that they are out of order because you have not recognized them. But getting to the point, no later than 11:30, I want all the board members to remember that once an agenda has been approved, it can be changed by a two-thirds vote at any time during the meeting. So therefore, if someone were to amend the agenda to strike out no later than 11:30, and it got voted approved by a two-thirds vote, then it would be no longer valid. So that's my statement.
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Could you say that again, please, Mr. Tatum?
One more time, is that an agenda, even after it is approved, can be changed any time during the meeting by a two-thirds vote, by a motion. So that means that you're not stuck with no later than 11:30, because by a two-thirds vote, that could be changed. So you're not stuck with that.
Catherine,
sure, would like to be recognized.
Information. May I be recognized?
Okay. Yes, what's your request for information?
This is Catherine. Are you recognizing me? Yes.
Yes.
Well, the way I understood no later than means that we're already later than, so it disqualifies itself.
I think that when we are scoped for when we are past due in a timeline, if we have missed a point, we have to try to make it up as soon as possible. So, we can vote to extend the going to executive session later than 11:30.
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Okay. Mansoor, why would you like to be recognized?
I would like to ask for extension of time of 15 minutes to deal with items 9 to finish it.
Okay. Second. Catherine, second.
Okay.
May I be recognized for second?
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objections?
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Request of information, Bill.
Okay, so we're going to need a two-thirds vote here to extend, to not go into executive session, okay?
Request of information.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
To extend the meeting before executive session, 15 minutes. And then go into executive session. So,
point of information, Madam Chair.
What's your request for information, Adriana?
If I don't mistake, if we are going 15 minutes, we are going we are 9 minutes for midnight. It means that 15 minutes till we vote on, right?
So if we extend time, we will have 15 minutes to deal with the 5C and D, which was originally 9B and C, and then we'll go into executive session. Okay, so...
Request for information, Bill.
Yes.
Was the motion to also extend time for the whole meeting, including the executive session? Because it's going to be after midnight in 15 minutes. Okay, so do both.
That's what I assumed, right, Mansoor?
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. So, is there any objection?
Benito.
Okay, take the vote, please.
Okay, let's see, hold on here. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander, assume he's not on the call. Gary Boast? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I vote no.
Joseph votes no.
Did you hear me?
Catherine Davis? Yeah, Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Thank you.
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodwin? Can't hear you, Jan. William Hairwagon?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes and William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Kim Lauper?
Sabrina votes yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Sabrina's yes, and Ken is yes. Tony Leon? Don't know if he's still on the call. Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Carol Travis? Can't hear you, Travis.
Yes.
Nancy, can you? Okay. All these people, I hope, are not muted. There's a lot of people on it. I can't hear. Okay, but Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Let's see, Dwayne Lark, didn't hear from you. Tony Leon, didn't hear you. Alex Steinberg, did not hear you.
I vote yes.
Okay, Alex votes yes. Okay, let me count.
You have my vote.
No, I don't have your vote, Adriana. How do you vote?
Yeah, no. I vote no.
Okay, Adriana votes no. Okay, so we have 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, so that'll be 2 abstentions. 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. So that's 2/3. The yes notes are at least twice the no votes, so that's 2/3.
Three-fourths is bigger than 2/3. Okay, so we are extended for 15 minutes. Okay, so now we're going to go to item 5C, which was originally 9B, which is 2019 delegate election, and Grace Aaron is submitting this motion. Grace, would you like to move your motion?
Yes. I revised it from when I sent it out earlier. The revision was sent to the PNB on 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll read it. First of all, the Pacifica National Board would like to express its appreciation to our Executive Director, Maxie Jackson III, and our National Election Supervisor, Renee Penalosa, for overcoming many difficulties and successfully completing the 2018 delegate elections. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws state in Article 4, Delegates, Section 4, Election Supervisors, A, National Election Supervisor, in March of each year in which there will be an election of delegates for the members or by a date no less than 90 days before nominations are set to open, whichever is earlier, the Executive Director shall appoint a National Election Supervisor whose role shall be to oversee and certify the fairness of the delegates' elections in each station area and to confirm said elections' compliance with these bylaws. Therefore, the PNB urges the ED to hire a National Election Supervisor for the 2019 election this month, March, so that the 2019 election can be conducted according to the bylaws.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Catherine seconds.
Okay. Would you like to motivate, Grace?
It's our duty to ensure that this foundation complies with our bylaws. Look at all the time wasted last year because of delays in the election. Let's get on track this year. We need the extra time so that the National Election Supervisor can start to straighten out the membership lists. That's very important, and time is needed for that. So I think it would be a benefit to the foundation for a national, for the bylaws to be complied with. The bylaws state that a National Election Supervisor needs to be hired in March of the of every election year. It is now March, so I would hope that it's the fiduciary and legal responsibility of this board to ensure that the bylaws are complied with as much as possible. So I think that we should urge the executive director and be on record as wanting the bylaws in this respect to be complied with. That's all.
Maxie to the staff.
Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, these are not challenges to the motion. I really just have some questions just so I understand sort of the dynamics of things. So forgive me if these are things that are known and obvious.
I believe that you can see two things. You just can't vote on them.
No,
okay,
I know.
Have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first is the selection of an NES subject to EEO compliance? And if so, I'll just ask that question pointedly and wait for a response. The second, and this is the one that may be obvious. I remember when we were talking about this last election, we talked about having to do a certain number of elections in a 3-year cycle, and I'm just curious as to whether we have to do an election moving forward for the rest of this year, or can we skip? And I'm thinking of it because of budgetary issues.
Jen, may I reply?
I think that as far as EEO goes, maybe Jan could address that.
I'm not going to address the EEO question, but I will address the 2 out of 3 years. That cycle is pretty much set in concrete because we have people whose term is going to be over at the end of this year. So the election has to be this year because otherwise we'll be extending their terms. So.
No, that's fine. I just want to know if we were in the cycle or not. That's all. That's fine.
We're in it right now, and the cycle depends on when people's terms end. So,
how do we ever get to a point where we don't have to do one? I guess that's maybe the better question.
That will be the next year.
Then the following year, we will not have an election because nobody's term will be ending that year.
Got it.
So, the EEO question, I don't know the answer to that. I would defer to...
What is the time?
William.
Where are we on time?
I'm sorry. I'm not keeping track of time yet.
This item started at 56 minutes.
William,
may
I
recognize?
Okay, I think we've got a few more minutes on this. Okay, so as far as the... Go ahead,
I'm
William.
I'm keeping the time, Madam Chair.
Of the item? Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'm doing
how much on that item?
Great, thank you very much.
How much on the item?
Midnight?
Isn't it either midnight or close to midnight?
This
is a 10-minute item.
Okay.
That's 6 minutes.
Carol for the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, William
and Bill.
And Carol.
4 minutes. 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes
left. Okay,
William
and then
Carol. Yeah,
thank
you. William
earlier, too.
Oh.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm going to, the explanation to Maxie.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
the explanation to Maxie about the election timing.
Yes.
Just a little comment on that. The first, the way we got out of cycle was that one faction decided, well, we don't want elections and we can't afford it, so we're not going to do it. And then sometime not too far later, the other faction said, oh, we don't want to have elections either. We can't afford it.
Could you address the election? No,
nothing
not
set in stone.
Point of order.
Set in stone.
Okay.
This is in the bylaws that people have changed in the past. Each side did it. And it's just misinformation.
Okay,
you're misleading the executive director.
William, you're not addressing the question. The question is, what do we do now? Okay, so as far as what I will answer this, as far as what I understand is, we have to vote. We've got two years with an election and then 1 year off. And if any of those years with the election, if we want to, we can cancel it. It says so in the bylaws that we can cancel it for exigent circumstances. But we have to vote, and it requires a two-thirds of the board to do that. And so that's the only way we can do that. We're supposed to do
it
in November.
If I may, Madam Chair, I can have – can I respond to that?
Yeah.
There's no exigent circumstances in the bylaws.
I think I'm next. Okay.
There is. Look it up.
I will wait. I will ask the chair to after this call, let me know if that is in fact the case. And if it is, I would like to see if we can make the case that an election in 2019 should not occur because of financial reasons. The amount of money we spent this year, I just don't think this organization needs to be spending money on elections when we have so many other more critical and vital things that we could be doing with the limited money that we have. And if we can skip one, I think we should. But that's, again, I'll wait to see if the chair can make it clear if there's, and then I'll make the point if there's exigent reasons for that.
Okay, so I'll have to check the board on that, Mr. Green, but I will double check on that.
I think I have the floor.
I haven't actually recognized anyone yet. Okay, so.
I thought you recognized me.
Okay.
10 minutes, Madam Chair. You asked me?
10 minutes. Sorry, what was that, timekeeper?
Just 10 minutes just now.
Okay, wait a minute. I've got the floor. I think that because of all of the points of order and discussion, that takes time away from the substance. And
yeah,
I move another 10 minutes extension at the end of this next when this actual 10 minutes expires.
Okay.
So I don't know where we are when you take away all the points of order and so on. And that weren't on the subject, and how many minutes we have left that. But on top of that,
I move
another 10 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, right.
This is great. 5 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Madam Timekeeper, did you remove the points of order from that 10-minute item?
Madam Chair, in these 10 minutes, we didn't have any. What we have? It's you speaking about the issue and the executive director is speaking about the issue. We have just 1 minute extra.
That was a request for information.
That's why.
Did you subtract that?
Madam Chair, but I want this being applied evenly. Because
how much time do we have left, Matt? Okay, and then if it's not applied evenly, are you going to quit being the timekeeper?
Madam Chair, we passed. You were the one that said, thank God that I'm taking both.
Okay.
Because you said that you would take
item. I don't want to argue with the timekeeper. I just want to know how much time is left. 3 minutes left.
2 minutes.
Okay, Cheryl,
you have
the floor. Thank you, Madam Timekeeper.
Can you understand what I'm saying? We passed 2 minutes, the 10 minutes for this item, and we are 3 minutes
3 minutes from the 15 minutes that were approved for the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks. All right. So you still did not answer my question. So I think there was at least
a few
minutes.
Your question is, we discussed 2 minutes from the 10.
What? I can't understand you. Wait, stop. I cannot understand you when you're talking at the same time that I'm talking and asking
Madam
you a question.
Madam Chair, if you ask me, I'm answering. We have 10 minutes from this issue, and we passed 13 in this issue because was some point of information. We passed 13 minutes in this issue.
Okay, I don't think you understand my question. So I'm gonna start timing the items myself. Okay.
The poor second language is
okay,
so stupid.
Carol,
that you
I'm giving
you
the
question.
And yeah. I'm giving yeah. 5 more minutes to this.
Okay.
Item.
And what I had asked was there be an additional 10 minutes onto that 5 minutes. That was my motion,
okay.
And I thought somebody
right.
seconded it. So that
okay.
would be 15 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. So is there an objection to extending the meeting for 15 minutes? Additional 15 minutes. We were extended till 12:15. Now we're extended till 12:30. We need to take the vote.
Madam Chair, Benito,
we have an objection. We're voting on the extension.
Before we vote, I'm asking us to deal with orders of the day.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, I don't think that's what I asked for.
We're dealing with an extension. That is the orders of the day right now. So go ahead, Mr. Secretary, take the vote.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace Oates, yes. Jonathan Alexander, assume he's not on the call. Gary Boast? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
Can I know what we are voting exactly on?
Extension of
extension
time.
Extension for what? And from when? And for how long?
An extension of 10 minutes, an addition, so an extension of 15 minutes to where our meeting is going till 12:30 so that we can have another 10 minutes for the next item. And then, see now there, I can't understand what you're saying when you're talking when I'm talking. If you don't mind, wait
when
till I finish so I can understand what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Please stop talking while I'm talking so that I can understand what you're asking me. Just
how
wait
can
until
you
I'm done.
If you speak?
Just wait until I'm done, please.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay.
You are asking me, Madam Chair.
I answered your question. Do you want to vote? Go ahead. We're taking the vote.
My question is
I'm
11.
I'm sorry, Adriana. I've
11.
Already answered your question. We're voting now on the extension.
15 minutes from now, I'm asking, is 15 minutes from now?
If you were not talking when I was talking, you would have understood. I'm sorry. If you don't know what this is about, forget it. Go ahead and take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. I didn't hear Gary Boast. I didn't hear Adriana vote. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington? Can't hear you, Moscula. Going back, Gary Boast, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Gary. Adriana, did you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Adriana votes no. And I didn't hear from Tony Leon or Moscula Washington. Let me count.
Moscula abstains from this vote.
Okay, Moscula abstains. And we have 12 yes and 5 no's and 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
What's the vote again?
12 yes, 5 no's, 1 abstention.
I vote yes.
Okay, so that's 13 yes, 5 no's, and 1 abstention.
Point of information before
that's 2/3.
Okay, I don't want anybody, I'm not taking any, giving anyone the floor. Yes.
I'm the timekeeper. I want you to give me the time that I should give to this.
I'm not.
If you don't mind.
I'm not giving anyone the floor yet for anything.
It was 2/3 and so
I'm not
approved.
Giving anyone the floor yet. Okay. It's 0.272%. Greater than 2/3. Thank you. Okay. All right. So this we are extended for the meeting is extended until 12:30, and the this item goes another 5 minutes. Item 5C, which used to be 9B. So Grace motivated it, and we have a few minutes for debate on it, and then we're going to go to a vote on it. Maxie asked questions about this. I'd like to ask if we could get never mind. Anybody want to debate on this motion?
Benito. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I think that, in fact, I would like to thank the ED for his comments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, William spoke earlier about dispassion. Did not hold elections when they, I think his words were felt like it, and the other one did the same thing when they felt like it. But it just so happened.
I would like to, everybody, I'm just calling some order here. I'm going to stop your time, Benito. So everybody from both groups of the directors are questioning the motives of other directors, and that is not allowed by Robert's decorum. So please do not question the motives of the other directors. Thank you.
Phil, may
go
I
ahead,
repeat?
Nina.
May I continue?
Yes, you may continue.
Thank you. So the point, and please don't try to read my mind, Madam Chair, but my point is that objectively speaking, financially speaking, budgetary-wise, the situation in 2018, 2019, and 2020 is not a million. It's a trillion times more serious than the situation in 2014. And I think, although I can't get into it, that that's probably to an extent what the ED is talking about. So I would
seconds.
Say to me that it would behoove us to listen to the concern and give him a minute to explain what those financial exigencies or however you say it are.
Time, Time.
Bill Crozier for the
your
stack.
Your time's up. Thank you very much. Bill?
Thank you. To address one of the things Maxie asked, the NES position is a contract position, so I don't think EEO applies, but you probably should check with an attorney to make sure. It's also temporary, although it does go more than 6 months. But addressing the cost issue, it won't cost nearly as much if this motion passes, because much of the cost was because of delays, and also our current NES has said that she will turn over the address corrections and updates to the station so they can update their member databases. That was one of the delays and confusion items also. So if we get it done on time, get our membership list updated, it should cost less. And by getting the elections done this year, we'd also avoid a potential lawsuit for, you know, violating the bylaws. Thank you.
It's amazing how Bill Crozier knows more than the ED about what the financial...
Bring the member to order.
Benito, you are out of order. You do not have the floor.
I know.
Is there anybody else that wants to speak to this motion, against this motion?
Catherine would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Catherine.
I think that if we need to consider the financial considerations, we can do that at a later date, but to have someone come in as a supervisor and be able to make sure that all of our databases are corrected would be very beneficial. And on a personal level, to extend this election to another year would mean that we would have to get back into extending people's terms. And truth be told, I term out next year, and I feel like somebody on parole. I want out. So can we please just have an election so that I can regain my sanity? Thank you.
Thank you.
Here.
Okay. Is there someone that wants to speak? Hang on, I got to plug my phone in. I'm about to lose you.
I think we're out of time again.
Joseph.
Okay. Okay. What's
Joseph,
the time?
It's 20 after. 21 after.
Not
so it's time
here.
To go to the other one.
Okay. Time to go to a vote on this item. We had 5 minutes. We had extended this item for 5 minutes, and now...
You passed the 5 minutes, Madam Chair.
You passed the 5 minutes. Thank you very much. Okay, now, in order to... so now it's time to go to a vote. Okay, so, Bill, would you please call the vote on Grace's motion?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander, assume he's not on the call. Gary Boast? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Robin Collier?
Robin Collier votes yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Chris Corey votes yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Don't know if he's still on the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, didn't hear from Jonathan. Gary? Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana? Cousin Ave?
No.
Adriana, no. Didn't hear from Sabrina. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you vote yes. Sabrina votes yes. Didn't hear from Tony Leon. So let me count. We have 12 yes. 5 no's. 1 abstention. Jared, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
So there'll be 2 abstentions. 12 yes, 5 no's.
Okay, so this motion passes.
Okay.
Am I up now, Madam Chair?
Yes, 1 second, yeah.
Okay.